Hey, I just want you to know that my dog hates German Shepherds. My dog gets along with every dog, every person, every known creature, but not German Shepherds. I don't know why. It doesn't matter who owns the dog, doesn't matter what kind of German Shepherd, my dog, a blue-nosed pit, is going after that Shepherd and is going to eat him alive. And that has nothing to do what we're where we're going today. I just wanted to get that off my chest. Wake the faith up, Slayer. It's a Friday. Many of you know the drill. Friday. Get as many people to church on Sunday. That means you have about 2 days. Do whatever it takes. I bribe people. I say I'll take them out to lunch after church. Or I say, hey, at my church, we have a shooting range. I'll say, hey, afterwards, hang out, and we can shoot some guns or some bows or whatever it is. But get people to a church that talks about Jesus, that shares salvation. Time is short. Let's win as many people to Christ as possible. That is all that matters. Okay, got that off my chest. Now about my dog. I won't even get there. My dog's nuts. Loves everybody. Hates German Shepherds. If you know why, hey, let me know. And you can by reaching out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Also, we're brought to you by wellbuiltbody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. Ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. Wellbuiltbody.com. My dog hates German Shepherds. The same way the Jewish nation hated Egypt. See how I tied that in there? Not bad, huh? So, you have Joseph, the son of Jacob, who goes and is sold into slavery, and he becomes Pharaoh's right-hand man, and he leads the nation of Israel at the beginning of time into some favor with Egypt. But then over the course of 430 years, Joseph dies, and the Jewish nation, they are under slavery by the Egyptians. 430 years, that's a long time, folks. And they are crying out to God for deliverance. And they hate the Egyptians because they're being abused severely. And so God sends Moses. And, I mean, you get the plagues, you know, set my people free. But why would God get them out? You go, well, they're his children. I mean, the Hebrews, the nation of Israel, are God's people. Of course, he doesn't want them under slavery. I get that, but why? Why set his people free? When Moses goes to Pharaoh, he tells them, let my people go. But why? Do you remember? A quick question. Why should God get you out of your problems? Do you believe he cares and that he can? I mean, do you believe that he can take you out of whatever your slavery is? Maybe you feel like you're enslaved to your finances or to your health problems or relationship challenges. Most people feel like they are a slave to something. But why should God set you free from whatever you feel like is enslaving you? Maybe it's an addiction. It's a good question, and the answer is clear in Scripture. God speaks through Moses to Pharaoh and says, let my people go so that they may serve me. Some translations use the word worship, and I mean, to some degree that makes sense. I can't get into that right now, but the best translation is so that they can serve me. Look, you can worship God in any circumstance. Nothing can stop you from worshiping God, not even slavery, but to serve him. The idea is to use all your energy, resources, time, money, etc., to be able to serve God using all of who you are. It's kind of like the idea of 2 Corinthians chapter 6 or chapter 9, where it says God loves a cheerful giver. It means that you have all of your resources available to God and you're happy to use them for him. When you're a slave, you don't. When you're a slave, you're at the mercy of your master, and Egypt as a master was merciless. So when you're enslaved in Egypt, you're worked to the bone. You're drained emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically. Have you ever truly been so tired, so wiped out, that going to church on a Sunday almost seems overwhelming? Or someone asks you, hey, can you get involved in this ministry? It's going to be on Tuesday nights or Saturdays, and it just seemed taxing. You're just like, I mean, you want to, but you've fallen again into some type of spiritual slavery, and you're just wiped out. And I mean spiritual slavery as in there's an attack on your finances, your relationships, on your health, something like that. I believe one of the fastest prayers answered is, God, allow me to serve you more with my resources, my time, my money, my energy, my health, my education, my relationships, whatever it is. Allow me to serve you more. Whatever seems to be holding me down, enslaving me, help break this bondage of slavery to my circumstances so that I might serve you. I believe God wants to answer that prayer. See, many times we want to get out of the feeling of slavery in different areas of our life simply out of selfish reasons. And how do I know that? Because I've been there. And it doesn't take long for me to get enslaved to some other circumstance. But God wanted his people free to serve him. He wants you free to serve him. God did the impossible. You remember the plagues? Pharaoh was like, I'm not going to set you free. Who are you to tell me what to do? And Moses is like, okay, if you want to roll that way, hold on. It's not going to get pretty. To the point of where God sent the angel of death. That's pretty serious that God wants you free. Oh, you want to be free to serve me more with more energy, time, resources? Okay, then this is what I'm willing to do. I'm willing to push the button all the way to the end to cause people to lose their lives in order for you to be free. God does the impossible to free his people so that they could serve him. And he will do the same for you if that's your motive. So if your motive simply just get me out from underneath this problem, make my life easier, I'm not God. He might. He's merciful. He's gracious. But if your prayer, if your motive is truly, God, get me out of this situation so that I have more time, more energy, more money, more freedom to serve you, I believe God will answer that prayer. Pray today, in fact, God, set me free so that I may serve you, and watch God send his freedom, no matter what it takes. This is Garth Heckman, the David Alliance. Keep slaying giants.